No, I bet it isn't a ledge at all. It's probably just an illusion. It's still amazing that he's able to roller skate while blindfolded so well. He's clearly done it a lot. For some reason, just really good at it.
That must have been just like a much more popular thing.
We watched a movie not as good, but still, there's like a lot of roller skating. Obviously, Charlie Chaplin is a better roller skater than the couple in the other movie that we watched.
Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire.
Yeah, he's great. But Charlie Chaplin's crazy. He's just able to skate for several minutes blindfolded.
He's insane moves. He's
He's
spinning around,
crazy.
he's
He's a crazy
jumping.
guy.
It's
Yeah, and he's there because he got a job as a night watchman, and so they decided to take advantage of it. So they eat all the food and they sleep in the beds there, and they just.
again, bad at his job.
He's really bad at his job. Like he's basically stealing in this instance. And like we talked about though, like I really like how the set looks. You know, it's fun. They're chilling there at night, stealing shit, and just kind of like that's fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is a truly great juxtaposition between, of course, the 1930s Great Depression juxtaposed to these very elaborate and fancy and kind of rich people department stores, right? There's like all this space that no one's living in. You know, there's all of this stuff, right? They're wearing these fancy coats and all these like beds.
You know, at 1% or whatever, you have this rising inequality.
Charlie Chaplin's a true socialist.
Yeah, sure.
But Charlie Chaplin, you know, he's doing the best he can. He's roller skating around. And of course, immediately burglarized within like the
It's so funny.
first night.
I love that scene where they're like telling him to freeze and he keeps slipping on his roller skates. That is so fucking funny. They're like telling him to stop and he's like, he can't. It's so good.
He's like rolling down this escalator, which seems, again, just like an extremely dangerous stunt to be roller skating down an escalator.
But he has so much control, you know? So I think he's fine.
It's insane. And so they're shooting at him. And of course, they end up shooting a barrel of rum.
This is such a classic, like, silent film type thing, right? Where the character, like, gets drunk somehow, either accidentally or on purpose. And so then they're drunk and then they do, like, you know, wacky stuff with their body and stuff. Very classic silent film stuff.
But of course, to Charlie Chaplin's great luck, the man who's burglarizing him just happens to be the same man that he worked with at the factory. So they're like best buds. Instead of murdering him, I guess, they all have some champagne and eat some food.
And you know, it's like the next morning, Ellen gets away, and then Charlie Chaplin is like found, like just obviously, you know, just super drunk under a pile of clothes.
Grit gag.
Yeah, he's so funny. And yeah, he gets fired. Once again, Charlie failed that job. This is like the third or fourth job he's had in the movie, and he failed once again. But yeah, the whole department store set piece, it's really good. Maybe not as good as like the factory, but it's really good.
And then from this set piece, we are introduced immediately to our next set piece, which is this old, decrepit house where everything has to be like in its very specific spot.
There's a whole great Buster Keaton 1 week, right? Where it's like there it's just fucking with a fucked up house. And it's the same thing here, basically.
And yeah, you got the roof caving in, and every time Charlie Chaplin sits anywhere, like the floor just caves in.
It's cute. They clearly build it.
A very wonderful set. And I imagine just a very hard set to build correctly because you have to like, right? You kind of have to be like in the exact right spot. Like I'm thinking of like when he sits in the chair and it like goes down, right? You have to be like on those exact board.
That would hurt too. Can you imagine like sitting in a chair and then honestly it just like full like hits the ground? That would like ruin my day if that happened to me because it would scare you and it would hurt and it would just like I don't know.
It's incredible. And then they're also eating just like the world's like Scooby-Doo style sandwiches.
Yeah, but they you know they live in the shack and you know they're hanging out chilling in it.
They're being happy. They're living their life. They're living their best life. And of course, Charlie Chaplin reads the newspaper. You know, again, kind of another classic move, right? They're eating and he's sitting at the table reading the newspaper. And he finds that the factory has reopened
Because you destroyed it earlier.
because he destroyed it. Yeah. So I guess in his mind, the best course of action is to go back to the factory and just work again, which I love that he just gets the job again.
Because, yeah, I think now he has a reason to get a job because he wants to support Ellen. He's in love. He gets back to the factory. He pushes through everybody. He's the most unqualified person in the crowd. A lot of extras in this movie too, by the way. There's a lot of scenes where there's a lot of crowds, I've noticed.
Just like tons of people.
And yeah, he like pushes through a group to get to the front. And yeah, he gets a job. And you get another kind of semi-factory set piece where he's like an assistant to a mechanic.
And like the other set piece at the factory. It's just a series of gears, but instead of Charlie Chaplin getting stuck this time, he gets his boss, the mechanic, like stuck in this extremely elaborate set of gears. So like the front's like a facade, and then I guess they just kind of like push the guy into like a hole, like between the facade.
They look good. They look good in black and white, especially.
They look great.
But he completely fucks everything up.
And poor Charlie Chaplin.
They smush everything. He smushes his stuff. That's very cartoony, even for like a silent Chaplin Keaton film. I mean, that's something that you would see like in a like in a Looney Tunes cartoon where something gets smushed by something and it's completely flat.
It's wonderful. The mechanic gets stuck within the gears. And I love the scene where Charlie Chaplin tries to feed him. He like tries to feed him his lunch. He gives him like a cup of coffee. He gives him a sandwich, a piece of cake. And for some reason, this man has packed an entire chicken, like just like a whole fucking rotisserie chicken.
I'd eat it.